This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. More help is on the way for thousands left homeless in Hawaii by those deadly wildfires in Maui. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Authorities hope to empty crowded, uncomfortable group shelters by early next week and move displaced people into hotel rooms, according to the Vice President for Disaster Operations with the American Red Cross. He said hotels are also available for eligible evacuees who've spent the last 8 days sleeping in cars or camping in parking lots. Contracts with the hotels will last for at least 7 months, but could easily be extended, he said. The properties will be staffed by service providers who will offer meals, counseling, financial assistance, and other disaster aid. Hawaii Governor Josh Green has said at least 1,000 hotel rooms will be set aside for those who lost their homes. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The Maui fires incinerated the historic community of Lahaina and killed more than 100 people. President Joe Biden is set to arrive in Maui on Monday. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled his press conference on election fraud claims, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Trump had promised he'd unveil new evidence of fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia. But citing the advice of lawyers, the former president says he won't be holding a press conference about it next week. Rather, he says what he describes as irrefutable and overwhelming evidence will be included in legal filings arguing for the case to be dismissed. No compelling evidence of the wide-scale fraud Trump alleges has emerged in the 2.5 years since the election. And Republican officials in the state, where 3 recounts confirmed Trump's loss to President Biden, have long said he lost legitimately. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Analysts say regional countries are facing a crisis of legitimacy as they run out of options and time to restore democratic rule in Niger after soldiers ousted the president last month. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
As time drags on with no military action and a standstill in negotiations, the junta's entrenching its power, leaving the West African regional bloc ECOWAS with few choices. Andrew Leibovich, a research fellow with the Klingendael Institute, thinks ECOWAS has few good options, particularly as the junta seems unwilling for a moment to cede to outside pressure. An intervention could backfire and damage the organization in many ways, while a failure to extract major concessions from the junta could weaken the organization politically at an already fragile time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Haitian aid groups backed the International Rescue Committee are temporarily shutting down operations, including some mobile health clinics, following days of extreme violence in parts of the Caribbean nation's capital, Port-au-Prince. Haiti's undergun police have struggled against heavily armed gangs that have dramatically expanded their territory since last year, with their turf wars driving mass displacement, severe food shortages, murders, kidnappings, and sexual violence. A lawyer in the U.S. state of Mississippi is calling for an investigation into missteps by a local police department in a case that ended with a mistrial for 2 white defendants accused of shooting a black delivery driver. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The attorney representing FedEx driver DeMontario Gibson has asked the U.S. Justice Department to file hate crimes charges against the white father and son who confronted Gibson at gunpoint last January when he was delivering packages. And attorney Carlos Moore wants the Brookhaven Police Department to be investigated for misconduct. The judge had to dismiss the attempted murder trial against Brandon and Gregory Case because an officer improperly testified about weapons found in the suspect's home and withheld a videotape statement provided by the victim. That prompted a mistrial. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of a Canadian town has given residents until noon Friday to evacuate as fire crews battle wildfires to keep them from reaching Yellowknife. The fire was within 16 kilometers of the northern edge of the city on Thursday. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.